you missed the first concert, we got a second concert coming. That's right, a virtual tribute to Johnny Cash.
Saturday, March 27th.
By the Joaquin Phoenixes. It's the same performance as the first show, but this time with added surprises.
Ooh, we got married a fever.
The band will be playing the hits of Johnny Cash and June Carter, along with special guests, actor Bill Dempsey Young and James Crook, paying a tribute to Elvis Presley.
You're gonna do anything to lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Witness lead singer Druin Young's original song, Irish Cowgirl, with guest Irish dancer Kennedy McGill, literally tapping across the world in Ireland. Tickets on sale now at www.joaquinphoenixes.com, a virtual tribute concert to Johnny Cash. This special show will be benefiting mesothelioma research from the Pacific Mesothelioma Center.
Saturday, March 27th
at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tickets available now at joaquinphoenixes.com. This show is presented by Worthington and Carone and sponsored by Worthy Brewing and Mortgage Mom Radio. One night only. Get your tickets now and enjoy this performance from the comfort of your own home or wherever you are.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926. ID Cycle Points DBO 1666881, Arizona 101648.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi Slegel Points with me. How you doing, Heidi?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I am good. I am good. So we just played the concert, commercial for the next Pacific Mesothelioma event for Drew's band. He's actually in YouTube right now. He says, yay, because he saw us play that, actually. And he's coming in as Red Muffs.
Yeah, so, I was wondering who Red Muffs was.
So Red Muffs is his other band, right? He's got two bands?
Yes.
Or are they the same band? Are they the same guys, but they play different music? Totally different bands? Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. And you watched it on Friday. How was it?
I did. Amazing.
Yeah.
I danced the whole time. It was amazing. And Drew was so sweet to do a shout out to me at the beginning of the show. So it was awesome for my birthday.
Yeah. Yes. Very nice. Well, I have to admit, I didn't actually get to watch it. I don't remember what was happening, but it was, I don't know. I got home late and I was exhausted. And I want to say I was in my pajamas by 7 o'clock and I was in bed by 7:30. So I am going to make a point to watch the March 27th show. I am not going to miss it, Drew. I promise you. So for everybody that is listening, you guys heard us on air on radio Saturday morning last week. We kept saying, if you're listening today, you've missed it, but there's another show. So there is another show. It is March 27th. It is Saturday. Get your tickets. Go to walkingphoenixes.com. Every dollar for every ticket is going towards the Pacific Mesothelioma Center, and all of that money is going to be used towards research for the disease. So very, very important. I think it's great, and Heidi can attest it was amazing and fantastic, and everybody that has told me that they saw it, I was feeling so bad. I'm like, I cannot believe I missed it, but I'm not going to miss the March 27th. It was just, you know how you have those days? I actually had a client call me this week, and she's like, "How you doing?" I said, "I got to tell you, it's just one of those days. Like, have you ever had one of those days?" And she's like, "I have," and I'm like, "I don't have them very often, but it was just one of those days." We've been, with interest rates going up a little bit, we've been locking a lot of people in, getting them, moving forward, getting their loans, disclosed and everything out. We're trying to make sure we get everybody locked in while the rates are still very low, and it's just been very, very busy. So I think just kind of overwhelming,
I have to tell you, I was so, it was my birthday weekend. I was so tired. Saturday, I was in bed by 9 o'clock. And my husband was like, "What are you doing?"
Right.
Like, we went to dinner at 7 and I was yawning at the dinner table at the restaurant. I could not wait for the bill. I was just like, this is my favorite restaurant. I love the food. I love the wine. And all I want to do is put my pajamas on and go to bed.
Right,
It felt awful.
Well, and I mean, at least you're in Arizona where you're going out to restaurants and eating. I mean, you know, here in California, we're still pretty locked down. I do believe, have they opened up patio dining yet, Matt?
Yeah.
Do we have
that? Yeah, we have outdoor dining back, and that's about it.
You can see how often I go out, right? I never go out. I mean, number one, it's very, very difficult with Zeke, but he also will not wear a mask. He gets very, very upset when we're wearing masks. He doesn't want to see us wearing them, so he's trying to pull them off. I know what happened last Friday. I know what happened. My dog had surgery, so I had to pick her up from the vet. And what was supposed to be like a tumor taken out and then a couple of skin tags turned into 12 skin tags and flushing of her eyes. They had to try to open up the tear ducts, but they only get one open, and then they did her teeth, and then she had to have two teeth pulled. So she was kind of a wreck. She was kind of a pain, you know, like in a lot of pain. And by the time I got her home and got her settled, and then we've got, you know, she's a little Cocker Spaniel. She's 11 years old. We got the 150-pound Newfie that was really upset because she had been gone all day. So she was trying to attack her to play with her. And that's exactly what went down. I mean,
that's right. Because you called me. And then by the time you were done, I was maybe a bottle in of wine.
Happy birthday.
Start my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Start my birthday celebration.
Right.
We were barbecuing with some friends. And, I may have started a little early. But, you know, I tapped out by the next morning.
Right.
So I was done for the weekend. So the whole weekend party. Not turning 21.
No.
Turns out.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. But I will tell you, the concert was so good. My husband the next morning was trying to replay it and then is now telling me I cannot wait for March 27th. We're going to watch it again. And we danced the whole time. We danced so long that our guests were downstairs eating the barbecue and we were upstairs dancing, that by the time I had barbecue, it was cold.
That's funny. That is hilarious. So, but that's great. Yeah. That is a great, attestation to how amazing that the concert is. So
absolutely.
Get your tickets. Great. It's for a great cause. It's March 27th. Do not miss it. Go to walkingphoenixes.com. So what do we got going on, Matt? Have we got people out there? You guys all saying hi? If you're not, make sure you tell us that you're there, that you're watching. We want to know.
Yep, few comments over on YouTube. Soleil says, hi, girls. Nice to join you today.
Oh, we love that you are joining us. Thank you so much.
And Heather says, hi, ladies and Matt.
Hello, Heather. Hello.
So hello. Druin says, you all are the best.
Oh, well, you are very welcome. You're the best for doing this, really. It's such a huge thing, and you guys are doing it, obviously, out of the kindness of your heart to make sure that you're putting things towards a good cause. So you should be very, very proud of yourselves. So what do we got? One more. I think it looks like Shelly.
Oh, there we go. Shelly on Facebook says, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. She's the one that likes to talk about porn on your bank statements. I love it, Shelly. If you got anything good to tell us about today, please do so. Anyway, so this is Mortgage Mom Radio. What do? We talk to you guys about real estate and mortgage and what's important, what's going on in the market, how are things changing. So if you have any questions whatsoever, we want to make sure that you're putting those into the feed. Matt will read them out loud and we will answer them for you. We have not gotten to our home buyer workshop for a bit. So we are ready. Do you know what number this is?
Six, I believe.
Number six. All right. So we are getting to unit number six, just like you're in school. We in the past, if you guys haven't been following since the beginning of the year, we've actually started a brand new home buyer workshop series for 2021. I had done them back in 2019, but obviously things have changed. And so we want to make sure that we're keeping all of the information, up to par. And we've already done, all of the words that you need to know, all of those, buzzwords, things that are important. What is escrow? But what is escrow in your payment? Two different things, same exact word. All of the really important things you need to know. What is your CD? What are, closing costs? What is a doc? I mean, believe me, people go, what? What's a doc? So we go through all the buzzwords. We take you through the responsibilities of homeownership. So basically your adulting piece, all of the, things that could go bad with homeownership. So we want to make sure you're seeing both sides. And then we start to take you through loan programs. So we have already done VA, FHA, and conventional. So today we're going to actually jump into jumbo because that is a big program. We're all over the place. We're doing loans. I think we've got 10 states. And, so we're California, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Idaho. We got Idaho.
We got Idaho.
And I feel like I've maybe missed one, but we've got
Washington?
A lot of, yeah. Huh?
Did they Washington?
I did say Washington, I think. Okay. I don't know, but we've got a lot of them and we're doing loans all over the place. But obviously we are located in California. We are in LA County and well, Heidi's
and
in
Arizona.
Arizona. I didn't say Arizona. I was going to say, well, Heidi's in Arizona.
I'm in Arizona.
She's in Arizona now. But you know, we are here. This is where we are based. And so a lot of our clients are in a jumbo arena because let's face it, it is very expensive to live in Southern California. So whether you're in San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles County, and even getting out into the Inland Empire, I mean, Riverside and San Bernardino, the homes are just, they're going through the roof. And a lot of times we need to get into that jumbo product. So we thought it was very important to bring the jumbo loan program to you today, kind of talk about how that works. It is a little bit different than conventional. Obviously, conventional is going to be a little bit more lenient, a little bit easier to qualify for and to get approved. But we want you to be prepared and we want you to know what all of those, you know, all the really good information, important information is about that loan product. So unless we've got anything else to talk about here at the beginning, Heidi, you ready to jump on in?
I think we should jump right on in.
All right. Very good. So, Matt.
All righty.
We're going to try this little clicker again today and see if we can make it happen. So it is on and I am pushing which button? The play button?
The forward button. There's a left and a right. You're going to press the right button.
All right. There we go. Look at that. Woohoo. All right. So this just brings you guys to how do you get a hold of us? How do you know what your monthly payment's going to be? Download my phone app. It's truly very amazing. It's going to help you guys immensely, especially when you're window shopping on Redfin and Zillow and Realtor.com. It's going to tell you everything that you need to know. You can plug in the program. If it is a jumbo loan that you're trying to figure out your monthly payment, you're still going to go ahead and click on that conventional button. But we've got FHA, we have VA, we have USDA. So you can choose the different loan programs. And then you're just going to put in all of the information that you need to know. And it's going to run or, you know, all the information about the property you're looking at, and then it's going to run a monthly payment for you. So it's a very, very good. If you don't know exactly what to put in, you're not sure what to put in for property taxes, you're not sure what to put in for homeowners insurance or what kind of interest rate to put in there, just send me an email. It's really that simple. In the phone app, if you download it, you can actually click email Debbie, email Heidi, ask us the question, and we're going to get you the information so that you can play around on your own. Part of that calculator will also do the information for you. It's an affordability calculator. If you've been thinking about refinancing, does it make sense for me? Should I do a refinance? Am I going to save enough money? There's a refinance calculator. So you're going to pick purchase affordability or refinance, and then it's going to take you into the screen. But you could contact the entire team. You can email me, Carrie, Heidi, Larry, everybody's in there, Cindy, and you can actually reach out to one of us directly. So it's nice for the contact piece. You can call us right from the phone app. You can watch the YouTubes live at 5 on Wednesday, right from the phone app, and you can listen to the podcast. So if you're a big podcast person, just click on that, listen to the podcast. We've also got the home buyer workshops on there. So if you want to click on that, it'll take you to those so that you can follow along as we do them week by week. So how do you get that phone app? Well, you need to text the word mom to 36260. So the telephone number is 36260. Type the word mom and it is going to text you a link. When you get that link, go ahead and click on it, save it to your home screen, and you now have the Mortgage Mom Radio phone app. So pretty darn cool. And it's going to give you, again, just a lot of tools right at your fingertips so that you don't have to, or maybe you're not quite ready to give us a call. So when you are ready to give us a call, though, and if you don't have the phone app, which you should, then you guys can reach out to us through Facebook. You can watch our YouTubes. You can give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. And you guys can Yelp us. If you guys are really enjoying the information that we're providing to you, we're doing this for free every single week. It's educational. If you appreciate it, please give us a Yelp review or go to Google and give us a review. Do something to help us spread the word. We'd really appreciate that. And then also, if you guys are watching on YouTube, we've got to get you guys to give us a thumbs up, please. Subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed. And make sure that you click on that little notification bell to turn on all. That way you know every single time that we go live. If you're watching from Facebook, if that's your favorite sitch, totally cool. Just make sure that you follow the page. So like the video, follow the page. And every time that we go live, you'll know that we're there. So those are the best ways for you to get in touch with us. Oh, and of course, mortgagemomradio.com. How could I miss that? Anything you do from the phone app, you can do from the website. So if you guys are computer people and you like to turn it on and search around on the computer, go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can do your application. You can do everything from there. And you can do all of it from the phone app as well. So we got a problem, Matt. I can't switch the page.
Oh, hold on. Let's try again.
All right. Let's see. There we go. Woohoo. All right. So loan programs. And this is just giving you a bunch of little pictures, right? So Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, we already talked about conventional. Go back to an old video and watch that one if you want to hear more about conventional loans. We've talked about VA. We've talked about FHA. So today we're going to talk about jumbo. And I've got here a big old elephant and it says it's back and in a big way. The reason that I have that, I actually picked that one, is that there was a period of time where, number one, jumbo had just completely left. Then jumbo came back. Then we had COVID and things got really difficult again. Things are now back. You know, we're getting back in the swing again. So jumbo is back. It's back in a big way. We've got a lot of product, a lot of programs available for you. And let's just dive right in and talk about jumbo. You ready, Heidi?
I'm ready.
Heidi even brought notes with her. She printed notes out because she said, I don't know what you're going to throw at me that I'm not going to know how to answer. So I brought my notes.
Just so you know, there's a lot of information.
There is a lot. There's a lot of lenders. That is one nice thing about working with us. We are not direct to, you know, we're not working for one particular bank. So we're not just direct to one particular bank. We've actually got about, I think it's five, maybe six different lenders that we can actually choose from. And they all have different underwriting guidelines. And somebody might fit into one product better than another. For example, if you have a non-occupying co-borrower, there is only one loan program that we have. There is one lender that will allow that in jumbo. But there, you know, there's maybe if you need a gift, then there's going to be certain lenders that will allow a gift on jumbo. Other lenders won't. So it's really going to depend on you and your situation and where we need to get you there. So, all right. Shelly, it looks like Shelly's got a question for us, but you've got to read them, Matt, because my eyes aren't that good.
Sorry, Shelly. Oh, let me backtrack for a second. I was getting messages about the show. Thank you, Tay, for pointing out that the subscribe button was a little too small. Okay. And then Shelly on Facebook asked, what's the minimum down for a jumbo?
So minimum down payment for a jumbo really depends on the lender that you go to. The lowest down payment that I have seen is 10%. There's some pretty strict guidelines around 10% down on a jumbo, and most people will not qualify for that. You have to have an extremely high credit score, and you need to have 18 to 24 months of reserves in the bank. Well, if you've got the reserves in the bank, why are you doing 10% down? So it does exist. I don't personally do them. We don't do them here. Me and Heidi don't have that loan program available, but if somebody is looking for it.
We do.
Oh.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do.
We didn't as of like a week ago.
We do have it.
All right. Well, look at that. Jumbo is back in a big way.
Jumbo's back in a big way. Right. And now I'm talking purchase. Okay.
Right.
Not so minimum down payment, 10%, minimum FICO 700. And you, depending on your purchase price, okay, it can be anywhere from 9 months reserves to 18 months reserves. And this is for primary residence only.
Okay. So 9 to 18 months of reserves.
9 to 18 months reserves and a minimum of 700 FICO score.
Well, that is still better than the big bank that I was thinking of that has the 10% down program. So that's actually pretty cool. And I love that you actually brought all of those notes. So look at that. You stumped me, Heidi. You did it.
I've been reading a lot on these because I've done quite a few lately.
Yeah.
And so I've looked at a lot of different programs and what we can and can't do. And they have stumped me. So
there you go.
And you know, this is kind of my wheelhouse. So I'm...
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's start here. Loan amounts larger than what is a jumbo loan, right? It's a loan amount larger than the county loan limit in the area where you live. So if you're out in a county where your maximum loan size for a conventional loan is $548,250, anything a dollar over that is going to be considered jumbo. If you're in an area that your county limit is $822,375, you're in a high balance area or a high cost area, then it's going to be $1 over that gets you into jumbo. So that is what is going to consist of what is a jumbo loan. You've got to be above those different loan sizes based on the county that you're in.
And I actually take it back.
Yeah.
There is a program, depending on your loan amount, we can even do a FICO score down to 680 with reserves down to 6 months.
Wow. Very good. That is nice. And that is kind of where I was saying that the benefit is that we've got 5-6 different lenders that we can go to. So not every single lender is going to have that program. Not every single lender is going to have the same guidelines. So it's thank God that you printed all of that, because it's like flipping through the different pages to try to figure out where the person is going to fit the best and which lender it's going to work for. Now, mind you, if you're doing 10% down with a 680 credit score on a jumbo loan, don't expect to have a really low interest rate. You're probably going to be somewhere between 4 and 4.5%. Even right now today, where interest rates are very, very, very low threes, maybe even dipping into twos. So expect that you're going to have a hike in that rate for a little bit more risk in the product.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can do it on more than one unit.
Oh, that's good too, because most of the time they don't like that.
Yes.
Yes.
You can do it on a 2-4 unit as well.
Very nice. I like it. Look at that. Keep going, Heidi. Keep going.
Hey, I told you I was prepared.
I love it. I love it.
So we got a couple more questions. Shelley followed up on that one asking if 401k counts as reserves.
So sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Majority of the lenders that we work with do allow the 401k as reserves. Do you see anything special about that, Heidi, in any of your paperwork?
So in, I would say 95% of our investors will allow you to use 401k as reserves. However, your reserves as a 401k, unless you liquidate them, can only be 50% of the required reserves. So if you have to have 6 months, you can only have 3 months of those reserves as your 401k or any non-liquid asset.
There you go. All right.
excuse me. And then on YouTube, Heather asks, can you do a 80-10-10 for a jumbo?
No, not at this point. No, we cannot.
Okay. I was waiting for you to say something because everything that I seem to know seems to be wrong. But 80-10-10, I've never seen a jumbo actually allow that. 10% down, yes. One solid straight loan, 90%, yes. But an 80-10-10, no.
No.
And then Houseboat Billy is back on YouTube, says, hello, girls.
Oh, Houseboat Billy, so good to see you. Thank you so much for watching. And again, everybody out there listening on Saturday morning, you guys could get in on the fun and you could be asking all of these questions if you were watching us live at 5 on YouTube on Wednesdays. So check out our channel, subscribe, turn on the notification bell. That way you know when we go live, you don't miss the show, and you can ask us all those questions right here while we do it live. So, all right. Awesome. Thank you, Houseboat Billy. So great to hear from you. And it's so great to see you there. All right. So here we go. Interest only. So jumbo loans, we don't have any conforming loan products right now. FHA, VA, conforming Fannie Freddie, USDA. None of those loan programs are going to allow for interest only. We just don't have that product. It doesn't exist. Jumbo loans do allow some for an interest only product. The last time that I looked it up, and I'm talking like maybe a week or two ago, somebody had asked me about it. None of the lenders that we had were allowing for interest only. Now, are you seeing anything different in your paperwork, Heidi?
No.
Okay.
We're still not doing interest only with our investors.
Okay. So if you want to know who is doing interest only, not a big deal. Send me an email. Go to my website. Contact me. Use the phone app. Send me an email. Whatever you guys got to do. But I can actually get you the information which banks right now do still have interest only as an option. Now, remember, if you do want interest only payment, you are going to need a bigger down typically than you would for the principal and interest, but you can talk to that lender since we don't write them. I'm not going to give you all the specifics and the guidelines. I will get you over to the right person to talk to so that you can learn about those loan programs if that is something that you're interested in. All right, but it does exist. Jumbo allows the interest only. All right, Matt, I can't move.
Try it one more time.
All right, there we go. All right, so lender-specific guidelines. That is what I was actually just talking about before. So jumbo does not follow Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's rules, doesn't follow FHA or VA's rules. Every single jumbo loan has an actual investor. And Wells Fargo is an investor. Bank of America is an investor.
Chase.
JP Morgan, believe it or not, is not Chase. They are actually two separate things when it comes to lending. So each different lender has their own specific guidelines. And that's why we say, depending on you, your scenario and situation, we're going to try to fit you into the right loan program to make sure that we get that loan closed for you. So, you know, if you just go straight to a bank, that bank is going to give you their guidelines and say yes or no. if you come to us, we can actually go through all of the different guidelines, talk about you and your scenario, and figure out which program and product is going to work best for you.
Carrie over on YouTube has joined us, says our bank statement lender is doing interest only.
That is awesome, Carrie. And guess what? When we get into our bank statement program, you are going to be in Heidi's hot seat, and you are going to and you are going to be giving everybody all of the details on bank statements. Just so y'all know, those do still exist. We do have them. Those are great stated income, basically loans. We're calculating by what is in your bank statement. And Carrie has definitely become our bank statement guru. So. It looks like, what'd she say? She commented again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you're going to be in that hot seat, girl. So get ready.
Oh, bank statement loans are fun.
They are. Get ready. But they do work. They're great. We just recently closed one, and we've got two more to close right now. They're definitely there. They're there for a reason, and they really do help people that maybe aren't showing self-employed, and they're not showing the income that they need, or maybe they have a rental property, and they need that rental property to qualify on its own. There's many, many programs like that, so we will be talking about non-QM loans, bank statement products. That will be another piece of the puzzle in another week. We'll go through USDA, and then Carrie, you're on. So start getting ready, girl. You got like 2 weeks. All right. So here we go. Oh, look at that. I'm already into USDA. That's the next one. So we're just about done. Is there anything? Let's talk about reserves. I don't have that on this sheet, but I think it's really important. We have talked about reserves quite a few times. You've thrown out 9 to 18 months. You've thrown out 6 months. Let's tell everybody, what is reserves? What can they count on? What does that mean?
Oh, me. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You.
I'm here. I have something else super exciting to share. But
okay.
We'll wait.
All right. All right.
So reserves. Reserves are liquid and non-liquid funds. So that's your checking account, savings account, your IRA, your 401k. So any money you have saved, set aside, that we can show proof of and source that is holding in your account. So those are your reserves. And whenever we say you need 6 months, okay, I'm just going to go with a single family, okay?
Yes.
6 months, that's principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Possibly HOAs, depending on how they're writing it, okay? So if you're, I'm going to go with $1,000 because I don't calculate math as fast as Debbie does. But if your payment is $1,000, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, then you have to have $6,000 of reserves in your bank account. If the investor says that you can have 50% in a non-liquid account, your IRA, your 401k, anything non-liquid, then you can have $3,000 in your checking, savings, stocks, those are liquid, and then you can have $3,000 in your vested amount in your IRA or your 401k, but we only utilize 60% of your vested. So we take your vested, take 60% of that, and then that amount equates to you have to have $3,000 of that.
Right.
I'm sure I just made it very confusing.
Yeah. Well, so in layman's terms, if the mortgage payment's going to be $1,000 a month, which includes everything, taxes, insurance, and principal and interest, then if it's a 6 month requirement, then you're going to have $6,000. If it's 12 month requirement, you're going to have $12,000. It depends on the lender. Again, which lender are we sending you to? What is their reserve requirement? Typically what Heidi's trying to say is, let's say your 401k has $50,000 in it and you need $6,000 for reserves. We can only use 50%. So we can, even if you have $50,000 in that retirement account, we're only going to say $3,000 is being used from the retirement account. You're still going to have the other 50% liquid, which is that other $3,000. So hopefully that kind of makes a little bit more sense. And what you were saying made total sense, Heidi. It's just, you know,
right.
Sometimes it's hard. You got to break it down, right? And we talk right. It every day. We talk all the words and assets and reserves and vested. And, you know, these are words that are like, oh, my God.
If you guys were all wondering, I'm not a good trainer.
Yes, you are. You did great. You did great. But basically, that's what reserves are. You've got to have the money. And typically, most of the time, reserves cannot be a gift. So even if you've got the money for the down payment, but you don't have the reserve requirement, that is not going to work. We do have a couple of lenders that will allow a gift on a jumbo. So what we would do is, instead of the money coming from you for the down payment, we would get some of it as a gift for down payment, which would then leave money in your account for the reserve. So we just kind of move things around a little bit, shuffle it, and you know, kind of make the square fit in the circle. So definitely, again, something that you want to give us a call, you want to talk to us about, you want to go through your situation, what are you trying to buy, what's your credit score, how much down payment do you have, what is your debt to income ratio. One of the things that I also did not mention for Jumbo is that they are much, much tighter on the debt ratio that you can have. So definitely, you know, you've got to be in that 43% or under mark. Some lenders will actually require it to be lower, like 38. Again, it depends on the specific lender, but those guidelines are there. They will not let you go 0.1% over whatever their guideline is. You've got to be there right on the money or under. So it is a little bit more difficult to qualify for that jumbo loan. There's a lot more paperwork. Even if you're just a W-2 employee with pay stubs, we're still going to get tax returns. So it's going to be a little bit more complicated to get that loan done, but they are there and they do exist, and a lot of people need them. So the best thing that you can do is reach out, talk to us, let us figure out what you're doing, what do you need, what do you have, what's available, and then we'll figure out how to get that structured and which lender is going to work the best for you.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom, and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Well, I'm sure you've heard, just like I have, that there are a lot of people recently that have been moving. Why are you guys all moving? Well, with more people staying at home, working from home, not having to commute in, you're all moving. You're going somewhere else. You're finding a property with some land. You might be going to another state. Did you know that I can help you in 10 different states? Don't wait. Give me a call. Let me help you make that transfer. Let me help you get where you need to go. It's Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0941504, Florida, 76508, Georgia, 69178, Illinois, 031.0058339, Nevada, 57237, Oregon, Tennessee, 184373, Texas, Washington, 237926.
So you said you had some exciting something that you found, so let's do it.
There is something which Jumbo never really offered this before. So if you want to buy a multi-unit and your credit score is not at the 700, but it's 680, you can put 15.1% down and get into a multi-unit. You don't have to put the 20% down, which is generally the requirement if you want to get a multi-unit and you're below that 700 mark. It does require 18 months reserves versus 12.
I'm going to be honest with you, Heidi. I have actually always had a very difficult time even finding a lender that wanted to do more than a duplex. And many times it was very difficult to even find somebody to do a duplex. Think right. of it this way, even a conventional loan, Fannie Freddie, regular mm-hmm. conventional loan, a duplex is going to require a 20% down payment. 3 to 4 units going to require 25% down. So you've got 15.01%?
15.01%
down for a two to four unit. That is crazy. Which lender's doing that?
Now, that's $1 million. Now, if you want to go to $1.5 million, it's 15%.
Right.
Exactly. But it goes all the way down to 680.
Wow. Very good. Mm-hmm. So it just goes to show you guys, there's a loan program for everybody. We've just got to look it up. We've got to research it. We got to dig. We got to find it for you. And then, you know, get you into that property. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about Jumbo, you want to learn more, you want to have a consultation, give my office a call. It's 844-935-3634. Get on the calendar, specifically ask for Heidi. She'd love to talk to you and go through it with you. She wants to pull out all of the guidelines on every single program and make sure that she knows which one she wants to put you in. Totally kidding. Whoever you want to talk to, give us a call. Get on the calendar. Let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do and make sure that we get you guys the home that you've been looking for.
And over on YouTube, Aunt Pam joins us, says hello. Aunt Pam loves you.
Oh, Aunt Pam, we love you too. We've missed you the last couple of weeks. I don't think you've been on. So happy that you're here. Everybody that you guys are watching, please do me a favor if you haven't already. Give us a big like on the video. We'd really, really appreciate that. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't done that already. Click on that notification bell and click all so that you guys know when we do go live. If you're listening to us on Saturday morning and you'd like to be part of the show, you got to watch us live. We're live Wednesday at 5 right on YouTube and or Facebook or Twitch. We don't have anybody watching on Twitch today, but I swear it's going to happen one of these days. It's going to happen. Yeah. But we're streaming to all three all at the same time, making sure that whatever platform that you like that we're there.
And just remember, they did bring back the cash out refis.
Yes, because they had taken that away too.
Minimum FICO, 680, just depending on where you're at with your loan to value. Reserves vary from 6 months to 12 months. But again, they're back. You're able to do them. So if you're interested, just call. We'll look at which program fits you, what the eligibility is. But yeah, all the way down to a 680. And, you know, debt to income across the board is 43.
Yeah.
And,
very standard.
Yes.
Sorry, Aunt Pam also commented, shared. So she's
nice.
Sending
yes.
it around.
Hey, anybody out there, you guys are watching, like, share our video. We'd love that. The more people that we can get to watch it, the more people that get the information. It does help us. We're bringing this to you guys. It's education. It's free. Really, really love it if you guys could do that and help us out. So one of the things I want to tell you guys, if you're listening, is we have a lot of borrowers. I get this a lot. I get people that call me and they say, you know, I went to another lender and they told me no. And, you know, my income is just so complicated and they didn't understand it. And I don't even know what to do. Can you help me? Okay. And I love that question. So I respond back and I say, well, you know, I really need to see your tax returns to understand what is going on. Yes, there are many people in the industry that maybe don't understand the income and the tax returns the same way that maybe Heidi or I do. You know, we have a lot of years of experience. Well, I mean, they're just really complicated. I mean, you just really wouldn't understand. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you right now, there's not a set of tax returns that I cannot figure out. There is not a set of tax returns that I have never seen. I have had clients that have 22 different LLCs, one for every property that they own, one for their business, and one for their pass-through. So there is nothing that me or Heidi have not seen that we cannot help you with. It is important that you get us the information. So then here's the next thing that I get to that one. I'll say, I promise you I can do it. Just send it to me. Let me see it. Well, do you need every page? Well, do you want your loan? I mean, sometimes you just want to respond back. You know what I mean? Like you're coming to me and you're saying, hey, can you help me? And I'm saying, yes, send me what I need. And then it's, well, do you need every page? Yes. Yes. I need every page. I need every
lot of pages.
I need every K-1. I don't need your state returns. When you get to the point where you see California or whatever your state is and a whole bunch of zeros all over it, stop. But I do need every single page of the federal return for me to actually calculate the income. And that is what is going to show me what you have going on. And I need not just your personals, but all of the business returns as well. Because trust me, what your K-1 shows could be completely different when I actually see that business return. Because that business could have taken a loss, even though your K-1, you know, is showing a positive. And it happens all of the time. Or you might have given yourself a W-2 that was a positive, but your business is showing a loss because they paid you a W-2. You really couldn't have afforded to pay yourself. So it is very, very important. Look it. Trust us. Let us do it. If you're having problems, somebody else has told you no. Number one, we've got Carrie in the background who's watching us, and she is ready to help you guys with those bank statement programs if you cannot qualify and if you are self-employed and your income is just not there. But number two, trust us. Let us see it because there are so many places that income gets missed that it can be pulled back. And it can, we can get you qualified where others do say no. So I don't know if you've got anything else that you want to elaborate on.
I mean, I'm working, happens to be a family friend of mine and called and worried no one else could do it, never thought they could qualify. Got in, you know, what, a couple months now I've been working with him. Mm-hmm. Just got him approved for a purchase. Now the property ended up falling out. But so panicked, so worried. I mean, 6-7 times a day I talked to him. Nothing wrong with his income, but has spoken to lender after lender after lender. And let me be clear, he owns two properties. This is not his first purchase, but been told by so many people, can't be done. Can't be done. Just impossible. Can't be done.
Oh, no.
I looked at the returns. Debbie looked at the returns. There's absolutely no reason. And there's nothing crazy or complicated.
Yeah.
But people tell other people all the time because they don't work with self-employed borrowers. They do not know how to read tax returns and they're just not educated on it. So the simple answer is you don't qualify.
Right. Yeah. It's the easiest thing for them to say. Sometimes it's a little bit overwhelming for them. Maybe they're too busy to really sit down and analyze. You have to understand if you do have more difficult returns and you do have, you know, 3-4 different businesses or 22, it sometimes can be an all day analyzing, you know, for us to go through every single page and every single piece and be writing down everything. And, you know, Heidi's using a spreadsheet. I'm old school. I do it by hand and writing it down on a piece of paper, but it can take a lot of time. So just be patient. Give us the time to get through it. Give us a couple of days to get back to you, because obviously we don't have a straight 8-hour day to just sit down and stare at your tax returns. We're getting phone calls in between and, you know, we've got other clients that are in process, right? But if you start with us before you find a house, so it's not a panic, mad dash rush. Do the application. Send us the paperwork. Give us a couple of days. Let us look through it and we'll get back to you and we'll let you know exactly what we can do. And if we can't do it, then we got Carrie waiting to pick you up and start working with you on a bank statement product. So, you know, we've got a lot of different places and a lot of different ways to get you into a loan. There is always a loan for you. Maybe it's not today. Maybe we need a little bit of work first. And with that, I've actually got a super exciting thing that happened today. So I'm going to get into that. But I mean, sometimes it just takes a little bit of work, right?
Well, Debbie, you can vouch. Yeah. What is my favorite thing to do?
Income.
Crazy, impossible tax returns.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep. Me too. So. I'm the same.
Yeah.
So we had like a big, huge win today too. And I want to bring this up because we say this every week and we tell people, you know, if you want to buy a house, you need to start somewhere. You got to give us a call. We've got to talk about you. We got to talk about your situation. Maybe it's just not time today. So we do have a client that I've been working with since November. So it is March the 3rd. We started November the 16th. I actually looked at the date when I got the email today. And they were ready to buy a house, 20% down payment, debt ratios are fine, but a little bit of a problem with the credit. When we pulled credit, we had a 580 credit score. So the only program that I could have done for them would have been an FHA loan, but they had 20% down payment. So FHA is going to give you mortgage insurance. You're going to pay it even though you have the 20% down. It stinks. The mortgage insurance is super expensive when we're talking in the high dollars. You know, she was at about an $800,000 sales price, you know, that she wanted to buy. So, you know, we talked and I said, look it, if you call my credit guy, and we had George on a while ago, but if you call my credit guy and you talk to him, number one, he's not going to sign you up for a program if he doesn't think that there's something that he can do to benefit you. So let him do the consultation. If he feels that he can get your score up, be patient. Give him the 3 months that his program takes and let's see what we can do. If we can get you above that 620, we can get you into that conventional loan. So I got a phone call today, got an email from George, got a phone call from the borrower. We think she's there. I re-pulled her credit report, 646, 3 months.
Awesome.
580 to 646, put it in, ran the decision, loan approval. They're already trying to buy the house that they live in where they've been renting for years. So they've got a deal. They've got a loan.
Right.
And they've got a conventional 20% down, no mortgage insurance. Because they were patient, they waited, they called in advance, they talked to us, they followed our advice, And now here they are. So very, very excited for them. It just, you know, it was something that happened today. So as we're talking about call us, let's talk about it. Yep. You know, maybe it's the answer's not yes today, but it might be down the road. That was just a perfect example and it couldn't have happened at a better time. I mean, obviously with us doing the show today, but George is great. If you guys have problems with your credit, call us. We'll get you over to him. If you've got problems with income or you're not claiming enough, we can talk about what you should. What would you need to get to where you want to go? If that's just not feasible with your business, you don't even make that much to claim that much. That's obviously, we're not asking you to falsify your tax returns, but there are some people that just don't claim what they make. Right. So maybe we need to claim what we make, which might put, you know, get you where you need to go. And if that's not going to work, then we've got a bank statement program that we can talk to you about. But even with that, we need to know what your credit score is. And then we need to figure out what down payment amount do you need? What percentage is going to be required for your credit score? Well, maybe that percentage down is too big because your credit score is low. So let's talk about getting the credit score up. And sometimes it's amazing that patience can be key. So big wins. We've had some good wins this week, to be honest with you.
We have.
The purchases, oh my goodness, they are flying in at us right now. Just crazy, crazy, which is great. It seems like a lot of our clients that have been pre-approved for quite some time are getting their offers accepted. All of a sudden, it's like, boom, 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 boom. They're here. So hopefully that means that we're getting into the springtime. A couple more houses are coming on the market, getting a little bit more inventory. I'm going to be honest. I can't tell you that is what is happening. I have not gotten on the MLS or I haven't pulled any numbers to know that all of a sudden we've got more inventory than we did before. But all of a sudden, people are getting offers accepted and they've been pre-approved for a while and they're very excited. We're definitely coming into the spring buy-in season. So if you guys have been, you know, thinking that was something that you wanted to do this year, you definitely need to give us a call, call the office, get on the calendar, talk with us, get your consultation and start working towards your goals. So our number is 844-935-3634. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can contact us there. Go ahead and click on that contact us button and you can send me an email. If you've got the phone app, if you don't have the phone app, text the word mom to 36260, but you can contact us through there. And, you know, we look forward to working with you and we look forward to helping you. We want to make sure that we get you on the right track and moving forward and, you know, getting you into a home or getting that refinance done. Trust me, the same exact stories come out of refinances. People want to refinance and they can't. Credit score is too low or something happened and, you know, they can't.
We're doing one right now, right? We started with them last year.
Yes. Yes.
Was it last year?
Yes. It was March of 2020.
Was it?
Yes.
I feel like it was 19.
No, mm-mm. We might not be talking about the same. I mean, we do this a lot, right? We always say this is how you do it, right?
I actually think it was October of 19.
Could have been. Mm-hmm. Could have been. Yeah. But we'll get you there. We'll get you
and
there.
We're finally, we're getting through it. And it's going to put them in a much better situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Definitely. So is there anything else that you want to share today, Heidi? Anything important that you want to get out there? You want to tell people?
The last thing, and it's Jumbo, and you just know it's my wheelhouse, but there was a lot of talk about this when Jumbo kind of sizzled out for a minute, was the cash out on the investment.
Yes, that was gone. Gone.
So it's back in a big way. It's back $1 million, one unit, loan amount, all the way down to a 680 credit score. 75 loan to value, 2 to 4 units, $1 million, down to a 680, 12 months reserves.
Very nice.
Yeah. So it's still not quite where it was, but it is back. It is still available. It's still possible. So I just kind of wanted to bring that up. We have a couple investors that are doing it, not as many as the other programs, but it is back. It's still available. And I know that some of these investors are doing it even more so than some of the other direct lenders.
Right, right. Well, hey, again, guys, if you guys want to know if you can do something, you need it done, give the office a call. It's 844-935-3634 and ask specifically, ask Matt, I would like Heidi's calendar to talk about my loan. I know you're going to kill me right now.
I am.
Yeah. All right. So Aunt Pam, got to read it for me, Matt.
She said, thanks for this great workshop. You guys rock.
Oh, thank you so much, Aunt Pam. And thank you for actually wearing my swag. We've got, if you guys do alone with us, and we just started this last month or the month before, but if you do alone with us, we're going to send you guys a link after we close to make sure that you guys get your Mortgage Mom Radio t-shirts. That's our way of saying thank you. It's really important to me. Obviously, I had to make sure that my family got t-shirts, so my aunt was wearing it. She's rocking it all the time. We get on our Marco Polos, and my other aunt was rocking it. She's like, I'm out at the bar. Obviously, she lives in Arizona, not California, so people are still at bars. We're going to get you guys those Mortgage Mom Radio t-shirts. So if you closed alone with me, we just started it within the last couple of months. If you close a loan with me and you would really like to have a Mortgage Mom Radio t-shirt, send me an email. I'll get you one. It's no big deal. And that's what you guys look forward to. I know it's really important. We're going to call and get a loan from you just so we can get that Mortgage Mom t-shirt. But, right.
I also want everyone to know that Debbie and I seem to wear the same t-shirt every Wednesday, and we do not plan it. We do not talk about it. All of a sudden we sit down, turn on our cameras, and we're wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
So I just think it's funny every time I see her, I'm like, really?
Right.
We both have a ton of these shirts.
Right.
Yet the same one each Wednesday.
Yeah. And it's not
as
planned.
Each other.
Yeah. We must be on the same rotation. So
yeah.
I'll wear the white one again next week. You wear the gray with the black sleeves, and then we'll just switch him from there.
Anyway. I'll never remember that next week.
Exactly. All right, guys. Hey, if you haven't already, we mentioned it at the beginning. Matt's going to play the video again. Pacific Mesothelioma Center, we want to get them some money. We want to make sure that they're doing all the research that they need. And the Walking Phoenixes are doing another concert for you guys Saturday, March 27th. It's going to be fantastic. Heidi already saw it on last Friday, the 26th. And she said it was just absolutely amazing. It was wonderful. Her husband was trying to find it to watch the link a second time the next morning. So make sure that you guys do that. Go to walkingphoenixes.com. Matt's going to play that video for you. And we are out of here. So we'll be back next week. And we hope you guys have a good one.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
If you missed the first concert, we got a second concert coming. That's right. The virtual tribute to Johnny Cash.
Saturday, March 27th.
By the Joaquin Phoenixes. It's the same performance as the first show, but this time with added surprises.
Ooh, we got married in fever.
The band will be playing the hits of Johnny Cash and June Carter, along with special guests, actor Bill Dempsey Young and James Crook, paying a tribute to Elvis Presley.
Do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Witness lead singer Druin Young's original song, Irish Cowgirl, with guest Irish dancer Kennedy McGill, literally tapping across the world in Ireland. Tickets on sale now at www.joaquinphoenixes.com, a virtual tribute concert to Johnny Cash. This special show will be benefiting mesothelioma research from the Pacific Mesothelioma Center.
Saturday, March 27th
at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tickets available now at joaquinphoenixes.com. This show is presented by Worthington and Carone and sponsored by Worthy Brewing and Mortgage Mom Radio. One night only. Get your tickets now and enjoy this performance from the comfort of your own home or wherever you are.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lender Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida 76508, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington 237926. Heidi Cycle Points DBO 1666881, Arizona 101648.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.